Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. Today's episode of the podcast is another in the Lightning Build series, where I bring a whole bunch of wacky and crazy guests on to try to build a conceptual EDH deck around a legendary creature that they have absolutely no idea they've been assigned until it's dropped right on them right here for your listening pleasure. So, today's very, very willing guests are the Filthy MTG Casuals. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I'm excited.
Yeah, no problem. So where can we find you guys on the internet?
All right. Well, so I go by Cardboard Pimpin on Instagram and Twitter. And then together we have Filthy MTG Casuals also on Instagram and Twitter. And then.
And you can also find me as MTG Card Crazy on Instagram.
All right. Sounds good. So, again, this is a lightning build challenge where I'm going to be giving you a legendary creature that, again, you have no idea what it's going to be until I drop it on you right here, right now, while we are recording. And again, the quick ground rule is that I am not really looking for a 100-card deck out of this. Obviously, we're going to be trying to shoot for 10 to 15 minutes, again, just building the basic tenets of a deck, win conditions, some of the key cards that you would throw in there, maybe some silly pet cards if you feel it necessary to be able to do that. And again, I do have a list of a lot of legendary creatures from throughout Magic's history that I have curated for this purpose. And I curated this list specifically looking for creatures that don't necessarily have only one way to build around them. Again, I'm going to knock on Marwyn the Nurturer from Dominaria, has very obvious tribal settings for elves, and that's what I was trying to really avoid for this series. So, again, I am going to give you this challenge. Your commander for today, your blind date for today, is Thriss, Nantuko Primus. Now, Thriss is a 5/5 insect druid legend that costs 5 green-green, has an ability that costs green and tap, and reads, target creature gets +5/+5 until end of turn. All right, happy hunting.
+5/+5 till end of turn. Well, so the first thing I think about when I build a deck is ramp. I mean, he costs 7 to play. So things like elves. Right, so
I'm thinking, what about insect tribal though?
Insect tribal. Sure, I'm good with insect tribal.
I mean,
he's an insect druid legend.
Right.
So I still say ramp.
I mean, that'd be fun. Oh yeah, ramp's gonna be like bottom line, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay, so why don't you look up some insects you would like to add?
All right.
I look up some ramp.
There's a Nantuko Mentor. He's kind of like a miniature version of our commander. That'd be great. That'd be great.
That sounds fun.
And if we're going the insect route, we got to have Hornet Nest. I mean, that's an auto include for me.
Yeah. Well, and there's other ones too. Flying is always good to have, if not reach. So we could do like Kadama's Reach because that's going to help us get basic lands out. So I'd say Land of War Elves, the other elf.
Well,
there's so many of them.
Yeah, we're just going to say all the mana dorks.
All the mana dorks. Sounds like a plan.
All the mana dorks. Yeah, and we could throw in, what is it, the green one?
+5/+5 till end of turn. Because even then, his ability on those mana dorks would be good, too. Once you don't need him for mana anymore, you're paying the 1 green to tap him to give target +5/+5.
Yeah, then it's no more just a chump blocker. And then
we need a way to untap him too.
Okay, so you run things Vitalize, or Seagrave, Skybreak.
There's lots of
that kind of stuff. There's lots of ways to untap it.
So we run untap, ramp. What other
still energy?
Insect. What is he again? He's an insect druid legend.
If we're looking at the, if we're gonna build dirtily green decks, then we need a Seedborn Muse. Bottom line.
Seedborn Muse. Yeah, because the untap.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Exactly.
Okay, so Seedborn Muse would be a good addition. I'm gonna look up what other. What did you say? Hornet Queen.
Oh, I said Hornet's Nest, but Hornet Queen would be another good one. Yeah.
Hornet Queen. I mean, if we want to run insects, there's also the ant queen.
And gotta have Scoot Swarm.
That thing.
And then with our rant package, queen, I mean, that just kind of, it all comes together.
I do. Killer bees. Can we have killer bees?
Of course. I mean, if we're going to have a pet card, that would be.
That's the pet card.
That's
killer
like,
bees.
That's like vintage cheese right there.
Flyers.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. I like that. Do we want to run fog?
Yeah, we got to run evasion. We need fog, respite, spore frog. Yeah, I mean, we've got to have the evasion package in there. I mean, evasion. It's mono green. No card draw is the tough one.
Beast Whisper, whenever you cast.
Yeah, Beast Whisper is good. And we can go with Pin Predators.
Oh.
That'll work. That'll work, especially because if we want to run some of the larger critters like Giant Ataphage or stuff like that.
Lurking predators,
not hidden predators.
Lurking
there you go.
Predators, because then whenever anyone plays a spell, yeah, whenever an opponent casts a spell, reveal the top card of your library. If it's a creature card, put it on the battlefield. Otherwise, you may put that card on the bottom of your library.
That's the one right there.
It's a good card.
I mean, and if we're going down this road, I mean.
That's good card advantage.
Do we want to deal with like overrun?
Well, yeah,
and those kinds of things.
Well, because you can pay one, tap him to give something +5/+5, and then we're going to be able to untap him too. But yeah, that's not enough. You would need more for the big kill.
Yeah.
So what would that be, our win con, the big kill?
Yeah, I mean probably. Or
we
can
do the one that gives them all infect.
Yes. I love that.
Or
yeah. Triumph of the Hordes.
Triumph of the Hordes.
That's, I love that card. That's
a
beautiful thing.
That would be a good win con.
Caustic Wasps would be another good insect inclusion because when it deals damage, you can destroy target artifact. So that gets rid of the soul rings and it gets rid of, you know,
and you have to have a certain level of removal. We could play with Beast Within.
Absolutely.
There's so many in green. Well, there's so many in green to get rid of artifacts or enchantment. Not so many to get rid of permanents or creatures. Ooh, that really fun enchantment.
Oh, we got to have Finn, right?
So that they all, well, the ones that have Death Touch. How many insects are on Death Touch? Probably quite a few. Huh?
There's a few of them. Absolutely.
Let's look that up.
There's also a lot of insect in insects, but... We all know how people feel about it, in fact.
It's fine. It's fine. Nobody.
I mean, trying for the hordes is one thing because it is a win condition.
Let's see how many insects have death touch. I'm kind of curious now. We have, actually not very many. There's not very many that run death touch now. So we would have to have things to give them death touch too, if we want to run Finn. Finn just works off of Death Touch, doesn't he?
I thought Finn gave him Death Touch.
No, I think Finn just... Hold on. Finn the Fangbearer. He has Death Touch, and then... I'm sorry, pop-ups. Whenever a creature you control with Death Touch deals combat damage to a player, that player gets 2 poison counters.
Oh, that's right. It just doubles.
So maybe not Finn, because that adds a whole other aspect. Oh, well, yeah. You could play with both.
Oh, and Ilea. That would solve that problem. There's
both
that combo.
Both would give them all Death Touch.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We'd have to make sure we have ones with reach, ones with flying. Of course, just the regular on the ground. Many tokens. We love our tokens. Gotta have many token makers. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Doubling season, if we're gonna create tokens of some kind.
Yep.
Doubling season would work. Feels like a lot going on though. What else? He's not a special kind of insect other than an insect druid. There's actually a lot of insect druids.
Tangle Angler is a 1/5 for 4.
They're all men.
With infect, you pay 1 green, and target creature has to block it if able. That's a really good one to draw something away. Yeah.
I was still thinking about card advantage, huh? I need to draw. Drawing is important.
Crash of Brano Beetles. That's a great one.
Crash of Brano Beetles is fun. I do enjoy that card. Let's look up for draw.
I mean, Karametra's Acolyte would really pay off in a deck like this. All the mana.
Let's see. I mean, we're not really going to be playing enchantments, so the enchantresses don't work. I think the Beast Whisperer would still be good.
Oh, no, absolutely. And yeah,
still card, be draw. Card draw.
Because mm-hmm. we're going to be playing creatures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, primarily. That. No, not that.
Bellowing Tangleworm. Intimidate. Other green creatures you control have Intimidate. So forces they can only be blocked by artifacts or creatures that share a color with them.
Well,
so
that's a whole.
And it's only, I mean, it's a 4/4 for 5. So, I mean, it really would fit in. And just imagine having just a little swarm of.
What about Glimpse of Nature? For one green, it's a sorcery. Whenever you play a creature spell this turn, draw a card. If we're playing insects,
and if and we the can pull off, pumping, yeah, and if we get into a
multiple
heavy mana space where we can start dumping stuff, and because mm-hmm. we're drawing cards when we play creatures, mm-hmm. yeah, no, absolutely. That sounds like a really good idea, too.
I feel like I need that card for something. Okay, well, good. So there's card draw, removal, ramp, creatures.
What are we missing?
Can we throw in code arms?
That's just overkill.
Vanquisher's Banner. Vanquisher's Banner would allow us to draw cards. Vanquisher's Banner is not bad. Too.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
There's no such thing as overkill in this sort of deck.
Right? That's what I was saying. See? I think Coat of Arms would be fun. I mean, even though it's going to impact everyone else who's playing, like, what are the chances they're running Tribal? I mean, maybe. But yeah. We could have way more insects, right? So the whole
yeah, point, and if it got in the way, we have removal. I mean, insects. we could blow up our own artifact if we need to.
We could, absolutely, we could.
All right, okay, I'm for it.
Look at that! I might just build that. That actually sounds fun.
I mean,
overrun.
We want Brawn, but get Brawn in the graveyard so all our creatures have trample.
Well, of course they have to have trample. Trample is a thing. Especially if the idea is to pump them.
I mean, Rex Sage, that's a good one.
We could throw in things like Giant Growth for that unexpected. Oh, yeah. My creature's attacking you. Oh, mm-hmm. I won't block it. Well, here, I'm going to put a Giant Growth.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then there's dorks like Nantuko Elder that taps for a colorless and a green.
We could stay on theme. We could do that whole, there's a whole bunch with that name.
And Nantuko? I mean, it's mono green, so it's got to have an acidic slime in it. Oh, yeah, there's lots of Nantuko.
Mm-hmm. There really are.
Oh, there's a good one. Perfect. Broodhatch Nantuko, whatever it's dealt damage, you may create that many 1/1 green insect creature tokens.
Interesting.
So have a pinger like, I mean, you could even do something silly like Acorn Catapult, you know, or.
We even have some that have protection from black.
You know, you buff it, you ping it, you get a creature, you draw a card. I mean, there's, yeah.
Sure. I vote, yeah. I like all of that.
That's a good one.
Hmm? Anything
we else? Could even go like super old school, like for untapped Spinhorn Brownie.
Isn't that why we threw in the Killer Bees?
Well, I know, old but card? Exactly. I'm just thinking, you know, to fit in if we want to do multiple untaps or anything like that. We're going to be in a heavy mana space because we're playing mono green, so.
So we should have somewhere to put the extra mana when it's we don't have somewhere to put it.
Exactly.
Like something that. Any planeswalkers we want?
Looking for a dump. Do we want to run like Garruk or?
I mean, Garruk.
I mean, any
a really cool thing.
Yeah, Garruk does do some pretty cool stuff. I can't argue with you there. Gotta have Crimson Grip.
Of course, need removal. Hmm.
Oh, Lance. We need like call me.
Guy's Cradle.
Well. I mean, yeah.
What's the other one? What's the other guy's cradle now?
Oh.
The one that came out in Ixalan?
Yeah.
We ran out all the time.
Oh, Rites of Iblamok. Growing Rites of Iblamok.
Yep. That'd be another good one.
And then, like, if we're gonna go back to evasion, like, heroic intervention is a good one. Benefactor's Drought is a good one.
I'm trying to think if there's a part of the deck I haven't covered. Ramp, Guard Drought.
I think we're
removal.
We've touched all the little bits and pieces. Of course, I mean, it's not difficult to build a functioning mono green deck.
No, I agree.
But we've got multiple win cons.
Mm-hmm. Do we have multiple or just attacking?
Well, I mean, so Triumph of the Hordes is a win.
Sure.
I mean, and if you're pairing it with anger or anything that gives your creatures trample, it's, you know, unless someone's running evasion or, you know, a board wipe, it is in and of itself a win condition.
Board wipe. Oh, we should run that one green card that gives all your creatures indestructible, because then when people do board wipe, what's that card?
Yeah, heroic intervention.
Yes.
Yeah, heroic. That's heroic intervention. That's the key card right there for that.
Especially when you're running a heavy creature.
Yeah. Oh, and fresh meat. That card has paid off for me so many times.
I was just about to say that actually.
Yes. Yeah. I was able to recover from a board wipe, and I ended up getting 23 creatures out of it. It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's a good one. That way, if you don't make them indestructible, you have another means in case there is a board wipe.
So like you're talking about tokens, Beacon of Creation. Put a 1/1 green insect creature token into play for each force you control, and then shuffle it back into your library.
Yes.
Or playing creatures for drawing cards. I mean, Beacon of Creation is something you could easily end up casting multiple times.
That all sounds good to me.
And then, let's go back to our land package. So we need Rogue's Passage, Reliquary Tower.
Make them unblockable.
Yeah.
What else makes tokens?
Let's see.
Iridescent Horn Beetle. I just like that name.
I mean, Shamanic Revelation would be a great way to draw a bunch of cards, too. Let's see. What about enchantments?
Interesting. One doesn't eye. You either put a 5/5 green beast or you put 5/1/1 green insect creature.
Well, what's the casting cost? Again, we're in a heavy mana environment, so we could probably pull that off.
But that would be more.
We do need to find a way. Beastmaster's Ascension. Beastmaster's Ascension is critical.
Whenever an opponent plays an artifact spell, you may put a 1/1 green insect creature token into play. I mean, in commander decks.
I mean, yeah, you're gonna come across those decks.
It's not gonna pay off as well unless you are playing against someone who's playing heavy artifacts. But that's neat.
I mean, it might get you to, you know.
Beacon of Creation really is the best way to go. You're looking at insects and you're looking at tokens.
I mean, we gotta run. Nykthos is gonna pay off.
Well, yeah, because your motto, Nykthos.
Yep.
If you wanna talk about mana.
Exactly. And then Ornreave the Basswood, that land, being able to tap that to put +1/+1 counters on all your green creatures that came into play this turn, that land is just way underutilized. I mean, and of course, go back to Ramp and Artifacts and Sol Ring. What else do you really. I mean,
for ramp,
we're in green, so
colorless artifact ramp too. Well, you can play. Yeah, you could still run some colorless. I mean, nope. I'm thinking of everything. I'm thinking of is multiple colors.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, we can still run like Myriad Landscape. That's great.
We can still run Mind Stone, because then when you don't need the ramp anymore, you can sacrifice it to draw cards.
Yeah,
like I run Mind Stone in a lot of things, especially mono color deck. But Nykthos, just a fan of that card.
It does work for sure. What are we missing? Have we covered our bases?
Evasion.
If we're running Exploration, Beastmaster's Ascension.
Well, and because it is mono-colored, we don't necessarily need to run artifacts or ramp. We can run things like the things that let you go search for a library or search a library for a basic land. We could run those instead.
Yeah, exactly. All of that stuff
is
going to be way better.
So all those different sorceries, those are going to be better than running artifacts anyways.
Lifecrafter's Bestiary.
Yeah, for card draw, especially with all that mana.
Card. Yep.
Would be good. Does it say cast?
Yeah, whenever you cast a creature spell.
It's like
it feeds into the machine.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
So I
think we just literally.
Yeah, I think you built the deck right there. Honestly.
that covers it.
That's playable. I mean, you could throw that together for Friday Night Magic. That's the kind of deck that, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. So again, for the listeners out there, you've heard how to build a Thrist Nantuko Premise Insect Tribal, where again, the primary win cons is to pump your creatures, overrun, and triumph of the horde's ways, and be able to actually use Thrist's ability to be able to pump another creature early in game, late game, doesn't matter. The fact is, it just works as its own overrun ability in a way, and the fact it's a 5-5, well, it's a 5-5 for 7 is not great. You probably won't be attacking with Thrist anyway, so you probably won't have to worry. So I would like to thank both of you for being on the show today. It's been great having you.
Yeah. Awesome, man. That was a really great experience. That was fun.
Yeah, no problem. And you can find me, to the listeners, you can find me on Twitter at MTG in Quarantine. Where can we find both of you again?
Again, you can find me, Cardboard Pimpin', on Instagram and Twitter. And then you can find us. We are Filthy MTG Casuals on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram just under MTG Card Crazy.
All right, sounds good. And if you're interested in more of these lightning builds or any of the other podcasts I've done on this series, you can find the back catalog of my podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, and other podcast outlets. So you've been listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.